We keep you up to date on all your Hollywood icons, from Ben Affleck to Lassie. Lassie is back in theaters in a remake of the classic Lassie, Come Home. Now, the 1943 original introduced audiences to a dog who might have been just another collie, if not for the man who directed her every move. Rudd Weatherwax died in 1985, but as NPR senior correspondent Ketzel Levine reports, his artistry lives on.
If you've ever gotten a dog to actually do anything, you'll know that he or she looks right at you after your command. By contrast, the art of training animal actors is to make it look like it's all their idea.
Obedience trainers don't do that. Guard dog trainers don't do that. Sheep dog trainers don't do that. But we train dogs to look untrained.
Carl Miller is a veteran of the industry. Who else could have supervised every critter in the movie Babe? He also worked with the legendary Rudd Weatherwax, Lassie's owner and trainer, who, he remembers, using a voice that could tempt, terrify, or deliberately confuse. He demonstrates.
Lassie, hattaboy, come here, come. And depending on his confusion, the dog would approach him that way.
Hesitantly.
Right.
To make Lassie look contrite, Weatherwax used a rough voice. To keep her head up, tail high, he'd yip and yap and cajole. Carl Miller's about to take us through a famous scene from Lassie, Come Home. But just in case this is the first you're hearing of it, Lassie was played by a male dog whose name was Pal.
The scene called for Lassie to jump in the river and swim across and come out so exhausted that he didn't even take time to catch his breath. He just plops down to the ground, puts his head down, and collapses. And that's the print, as you see it in the picture. But if you could see the behind the scenes, the making of, this is what you would have heard.
Pal, jump! Jump! Get in there! Jump! Let him go! Attaboy, swim across, swim, attaboy.
If the swimming dog started veering to the left, Weatherwax on shore would run to the right, yelling, waving, constantly in motion, cueing Lassie to emerge from the water and hit the mark.
Attaboy, attaboy, easy, don't come out so fast. Not giving the dog a chance to think about shaking the water off. And then finally Red said, stay. And all you see is an exhausted dog with his head down, his tongue hanging out, completely soaking wet. Director said, cut, we got it, let's move on. And Rudd had to take a 3-hour break.
And Lassie got to shake the water and the work off, chase a ball, be a dog. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
You can watch Lassie paddle back to the boy she loves at npr.org.